the world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The hazy, lazy, carefree summer lifestyle is rapidly ramping up to the anxious, activated buzz of autumn. It's not just school kids who feel it. After years of conditioning during our most impressionable years, I'm sure I'm not the only one who considers this a time of new starts and renewed efforts to carve out a better life. Some people feed on it, while others become increasingly trepidatious and sleep-deprived, which can lead to some serious mental health issues. But buck up, Buttercup, there's an app for that. Actually, there are several new ones available for your smart device. A wonderful article in the Vancouver Sun looked at the pros and cons of the new breed of therapist in a box. The clever names make you want to come up with your own. There's Headspace, or Calm and Buddhify for meditation, Sleepio for insomniacs, even Pacifica and Joyable, which employ cognitive behavioral therapy, a therapeutic treatment that trains you to replace negative thoughts with positive ones. Simply put, how to turn that frown upside down. That's an app I'd like to call iFreud. But it's the meditation apps which are taking the most flack, because meditation is an ancient art which the apps cannot do justice to without the personal training. Author David McMahon explains, meditation was invented with the idea of lessening people's anxiety and decreasing what Buddhists call the three poisons, greed, hatred, and ignorance. If corporations are greedily making big bucks off these apps, it makes for pretty crappy karma. Also, in today's world of instant gratification, foregoing the master-padawan relationship in favor of a quick-fix app is kind of greedy in of itself. I mean, come on. Who has time to lie on a couch sharing fears and frustrations with a therapist? Today, we only have time to consult our phones for psychoanalysis, preferably in 140 characters or less. My name is Cal Coat. No app for this program yet, but we are available for all your mobile devices. Join me for the next hour as we meditate on the healing power of contemporary global music. I guarantee you'll feel better on the other side. No desert blues band from the Sahara could touch Tanarawan, with the exception of our first performers who share a common lineage and brotherhood. But in the case of Terracaft, they not only want you to trance, they want you to dance. This is our debut from their brand new album, Tenare, or Alone. This is Anabayu, Awkward, from World Beat Canada Radio.
تبويد بهدا غرف ده ميتنا واللي دامنس تبويد بهدا غرف ده ميتنا واللي دامنس تبويد بهدا غرف ده ميتنا واللي دامنس تبويه ايه داغرف ده ميتنا واللي دامنس تبويه هبنيتنا واللي دام نس هتبوي ايه نعرف نحن هبنيتنا واللي دام نس
Album Nana, that one is indeed dedicated to his grandmother Ethel Rudd. That is multi-instrumentalist Xavier Rudd, back with a nine-piece band called the United Nations. And what we heard was Rusty Hammer. Before that, Tara Calf from their brand new one Alone. We'll be digging deeper into that disc. It's really, really swinging. Here is Will Benavides. He is a Colombian-Canadian part of the Somos Collective here in Vancouver. Atrapado from World Beat Canada Radio.
Música Si la vida le cierra las puertas y no puede ver. Si la culebra está atacando las deudas, ¿cómo va a ser? Dese cuenta, no es permanente y pronto va a ver. Con un poquito de paciencia las cosas van a ceder. Por eso no se sienta usted atrapado. No se sienta complejado. Ni se sienta desesperado. Si en la fiesta esperaba a alguien y no llegó, lo dejaron plantado tres veces y ni llamó. Dese cuenta que simplemente no era para usted. Con un poquito de paciencia una niña lo va a querer. Por eso no se sienta usted atrapado. No se sienta complejado. Ni se sienta desesperado. Escampado. Y usted mira a toda la gente que no lo entiende. Y usted mira a toda la gente tan diferente. Solo pare, espere, revise, abra la mente. Que las cosas se ven distintas cambiando el lente. Por eso no se sienta usted atrapado. Porque ya mañana habrás campado. No se sienta usted atrapado, no. Porque ya mañana habrás campado.
Tabla maestro Cassius Khan has a great festival to tell you about, and we'll do that in conversation a little bit later in this program. September 11th, Vancouver Must Love Comedy and Music Night, hosted by Ezra Quizera. Music by Ezra Quizera, of course, and his dancer. Comedy by the best African female comedian, Anna Kansimi, and Pablo from Uganda. The venue is the Royal Palace Banquet Hall, 7845 Edmund Street in Burnaby. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. Tickets can be found at eventbrite.ca. September 17th, A-Town and Beats Without Borders presents Bhangra Heavyweights, Tiger Style, also featuring DJ Legit, Uptown, and Teaspoon. Whether it's Bhangra, electronic, or Bollywood, Tiger Style continues to be at the forefront of creating music that fuses all genres and shatters barriers. This duo recently created big waves within the music industry with their new unique music genre called Digibang. That's Thursday, September 17th at Caprice Nightclub in Vancouver. September 19th, he is a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enchilada. He goes by the name Besos Rancheros, and he'll join DJ Michael Laycock of Electropical fame on the decks at World Beat Sessions, Saturday, September 19th at the Backstage Lounge. And the African Heritage Music and Dance Society presents their first inaugural gala and dinner featuring performances by Ndidi Onakulu, Mr. Fantastic, and OHR Africa. That's at Center Stage City Hall in Surrey on September the 19th. Delhi to Dublin have a brand new album out. We're all Desi, and we have the first single, Tumba Wow, on this edition of World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote.
something's up. She was sexy as fuck. The Jimmy Choo's out and got that funny look like you ain't going. No, you ain't going. But you got a man, girl, so play fair. And you're looking real fine right there. And this is what she's saying to me. Sat sol de suta tera shakti sol de kene. Kai sol de jitti teri papi diya pere pura penti so. I like it a lot, yeah, penti so. I like it a lot. Sat sol de suta tera shakti sol de kene. Kai sol de jitti teri papi diya pere pura penti so. I like it a lot, yeah, penti so. I like it a kid thinking one day I'm gonna meet a girl, she'll be a 10. Now here she is, a vision so clear, future's right here whispering in my ear. Are you going, boy, are you going? Like a bottle in the mangati, luckily you know India don't have us a million years. Well, I've been looking forward to the chilling out all day, but she was in a different suit looking hot as day. I'm coming too, girl. Sat sol de suta tera shakti sol de kene. Kai sol de jitti teri papi diya pere pura penti so. I like it a lot, yeah, penti so. I like it a lot. Sat sol de suta tera shakti sol de kene. Kai sol de jitti teri papi diya pere pura penti so. I like it a lot, yeah, penti so. I like it a lot. Sat sol de suta tera shakti sol de kene. Kai sol de jitti teri papi diya pere pura penti so. I like it a lot, yeah.
This is Chang San, and you're listening to Music Without Borders or Boundaries on World Beat Canada Radio.
Little girl wants to be someone.
music from Beijing, courtesy of Zhang San and band from the album Bridges Part 1. That was Little Girl, Little Boy. Delhi to Dublin were before that with another battle of the sexes, so to speak. Actually, they do kind of recreate the Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King tennis match, except on the ping pong table with Sanjay, the singer from Delhi to Dublin, losing very badly. This is the video for Toomba Wow. It's very cool. You should check it out. You can do so at our website. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it is the Easy Star All-Stars, who have tackled everybody from Michael Jackson to the Beatles and Pink Floyd and even Radiohead. Here they take on the great Sgt. Pepper's in a dub reggae style featuring the harmonies of the Mighty Diamonds. This is Easy Star All-Stars with Getting Better, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
No one can complain.
The teacher who taught me weren't cool.
No one can complain.
Holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with the rules. Got to admit, it's getting better, getting better all the time. Got to admit, it's getting better.
Conventional side of global music. This is World Beat Canada.
Uh-huh. don't believe in bad image that media spread. Come, shake my hand and get impression by yourself.
Friends, we can be friends, no need to pretend. Our problems we can transcend. Siberia, Guatemala or Serbia, meet me. I'm from Malaysia, Albania, Mali, Australia.
Friends, we can be friends. Our problems we can transcend.
Blood of Afrobeat pulses through that song, courtesy of Femi Kuti. And Belgrade conga player singer Igor Vince, and Let's Do It. Before that, Easy Star All-Stars and Getting Better. As I mentioned, Cassius Khan is a local tabla maestro and a singer of ghazals, the Urdu poetry. And he joins us next to talk about a great festival which is coming up in New Westminster. My name is Cal Coat. Don't go anywhere. This is World Beat Canada Radio. To be sure, the gigantic drum kits of Stuart Copeland and Neil Peart are as impressive as their players, but for sheer impact and impression, it's hard to match the doinky voice of the little twin hand drums at the root of Indian classical music, the tabla. On the West Coast, tabla masters don't come any better than Cassius Khan. And he joins us by phone. How you doing, Cassius?
Hey, Cal. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
It's high time we had you on the program.
I know. I know. I'm so excited that that I'm finally on your program. Great.
The disciplines associated with learning the tabla are rigorous. So what drove you to pursue your own relationship with that instrument?
I believe for me it was some sort of a divine intervention from when I was a kid. It probably came from my last life, you know, as whatever I was.
Yeah.
Because from a young age, I was able to move my hands on my mom's kitchen pots or on a table. My father had an instrument, a couple of instruments at home. He had a set of Indian drums, the tablas, and he had a harmonium. And I was just so proficient on them. I would just sit on them and I would play, and they would just all gather around and look and be like, look at the coordination, look at the sound. So I think for me, it was something from a past life that attracted me to the tabla.
So you're a child prodigy.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. And we have to talk about the other half of your musical expression, which is the singing of ghazals, Urdu poetry set to song. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. From a young age, of course, you know, I was always singing in tune, and my parents were always quite stupefied that, you know, I was singing as well as playing. The reason why I went into a ghazal is because what I was normally trained in, which was called khayal, it was a different kind of singing. But of course, the time of khayal was over in classical music, meaning that people were not patronizing.
Mm-hmm.
So my guru, Mushtari Begum, decided to put me into a ghazal, and that's how I started singing the ghazal.
There's something very regal about your name, Cassius Khan. Do you know why this distinctive name was bestowed on you?
I'll tell you why. It's a funny story, actually. The day that I was born was the same day that Muhammad Ali had his title bout against George Foreman.
What, the rumble in the jungle? Is that what it was?
Something like that, yeah. So my dad was watching the boxing match. Of course, at those days, the men were not allowed to go to the hospital when, you know, mm-hmm. when the baby was being born. So, of course, the entire family was eagerly waiting my birth. My mom was in the hospital giving birth to me, and they were watching this boxing match. And of course, they got a phone call that said, Mr. Khan, you have a baby boy, and he's about 12 pounds. So my dad's like, oh, Cassius, you know, that's how the name stuck.
Floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee.
That's right, except I couldn't float or sting a thing. I was just this big blob.
Oh, fans of Indian classical music and dance are in for a very special treat September 26th at the Massey Theatre in New Westminster. Can you tell us more about the fourth annual Mushtari Begum Festival? And start by explaining, you mentioned briefly that he was your guru, right?
Yes, Mushtari Begum, she was my guru.
She? And, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's very rare that, you know, that a male vocalist would take on a guru who was a female vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's all I had to my arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a great, great teacher and taught me almost everything that she knew in the 25 years that I was with her about vocal singing. So the reason why the Mushtari Begum Festival came about is because after she passed away in 2004, I wanted to do some sort of a tribute for her. But, of course, at that time, I didn't know what to do. And it wasn't until, you know, I was proficient enough to understand how to organize events and how to put things together that I decided that maybe it's best, you know, to maybe have some sort of an event. My wife, Amika, and I started to think about names for the festival. And we came up with a whole bunch of names, you know, and I went to her grave to seek her blessings, and when I looked at her headstone, it just clicked to me. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to call this festival the Mushtari Begum Festival of Indian Classical Music and Dance, because she had fine taste in music, she had fine taste in art, and so I thought, why not the Mushtari Begum Festival, and this is how the name came up.
World Beat Canada Radio is on the air with ghazal tabla maestro Cassius Khan. Join his email list at cassiuskhan.com. Scroll down the homepage and you'll find a link that will take you right to the festival website. That's mbfestival.ca, where you can get your tickets to September 26th at the Massey Theatre. What other projects are you involved with at this time, Cassius?
Well, there's a lot of projects that I will be dabbling in. A lot of people ask me all the time, would you like to collaborate? So I'm like, okay, sure, let's take a look and see what we can do. But sometimes things don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I used to collaborate with some amazing musicians. One of them is Ellen McElwain, where I met you.
That's right.
You know, at in Harrison Hot Springs, right?
Right.
And, you know, so her and I have not worked for a long time together because of other responsibilities and other collaborations that we've been doing. But we've decided to revisit and, you know, and to once again rekindle this collaboration of blues and Indian classical music. And another project that I'll be working on, again, also will be with Stu Goldberg. He used to play piano for the Mahavishnu Orchestra in the 1970s, and also worked with John McLaughlin and Zakir Hussain in Shakti as well. So him and I released an album in 2006 called Dark Clouds, and we've decided to revisit and release a new album together as well. So that'll be very exciting. And I'm also going to be working on an electronica ghazal album with my friend and music composer Anuj Rastogi in Toronto of Amnesia Music. So these are just some of the projects that I'll be working on, aside from the festival and aside from some other people, but these are the most notable ones.
I'm looking forward to all of this. Don't forget to share it with us.
Oh, of course. Well, hey, man, I'm going to give you autographed copies and all. Yeah. And then I'll lead your autograph, too. So.
Okay.
All right, Cassius, thanks so much for your time. Let's give listeners a taste of your music on the way out. Can you set up the song Kas Bimpalasi for us?
Well, Raga Bimpalasi is a very beautiful raga, which... of course, it's from the what we call the mother raga, which is called the Tat in Indian classical music. And it's from the Tat of Kafi. Kafi is a mother raga of Bimpalasi. And this is just a classical composition in which, you know, just to show some vocal techniques and just to show a little bit of the flavor of Bimpalasi. So that's just Raga Bimpalasi.
Yeah. Our beat.
This is World Beat Canada.
That was one of those Vancouver International Jazz Festival shows that left a real indelible impression on me. Longtime funky sax man Carl Denson and his tiny universe, and everybody knows that. My thanks to Cassius Khan for filling us in on the details on the festival coming up on the 26th, and a most enjoyable conversation and some great music. More to come, a debut from Mauritanian singer Dabi Touré, who sings in five languages, plays all the instruments. We have Debo, a tribute to the women of the world, coming up on this hour of World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coat.
Hello, I'm Carlos Núñez, the Galician Piper.
We're the Ducks.
Hey, this is Tim Brennan with the Dropkick Murphys.
Hey, this is Dave King from Flog and Molly.
Sean Smith from Lunaset.
Karen Casey here.
This is Ian Byrne from The Elders.
Join me, Patricia Fraser, for the best Celtic music mix. Celt in a Twist, Canada's contemporary Celtic radio hour.
Debo Hedo, Debo Mojo Hedo, Debo Futa, Debo Futa Tino, Tino Ebeskuma, Tino Ehorema, Dongala Dunamusi, Urite Nude Warelete, Tino Netino De, Tino Netino De.
Thank you.
causado en el país a donde nos han destinado y que los terrícolas llaman México.
Nos estamos acercando a su planeta.
Ha llegado la hora de transmitir nuestro mensaje a los terrícolas.
De ver y escuchar en sus pantallas es una terrible realidad.
Operación Dynamo from Matorral Man, the Mexican bachelor party music of Miguel Rizo. Before that, we heard Gaby Touré, the Mauritanian singer who lives in Mali, from his new album called Amanafi, or Once Upon a Time. My name is Cal Cote. That's the end of our story. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcabire Communications. Lord Mouse and the Calypso Cats take us home with the monkey bop, but our last word goes to Thomas Carlyle, a Scottish essayist and historian who said, "Popular opinion is the greatest lie in the world."
What in the world is a monkey bop?
Somebody tell me about the new craze, a funky kind of dance that leave me amazed. It's the latest kind of thing to hit the disco, shaking up the pelvis to calypso.
We do the bop, monkey bop. We do the bop, monkey bop.
First thing you do is bend up your knees, sway your body like you're caught in the breeze. Buck up your hips and move down a line, mama see to rock your body on time.
We do the bop, monkey bop. We do the bop, monkey bop.
That monkey bop is that kind of thing, it even make a granny jump up and swing. You poke out your butt just like a baboon, shake it up and down, do monkey bop too.
We do the bop, monkey bop. Monkey bop.
body once more. All the time a knuckle knocking the floor. Believe me, folks, you will not refrain from doing bop all over again.
We do the bop, monkey bop. We do the bop, monkey bop.
Alaska, in Kathmandu, in Nebraska, and in Timbuktu, up in Russia, and in Singapore, out in Prussia, and in Bangalore.
We do the bop, monkey bop. We do the bop, monkey bop. We do the bop.
Copyright Communications.